I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. You can never get too much financial advice, and more is on the way. Today, the U.S. Treasury Department is hosting the inaugural meeting of its Financial Literacy and Education Committee. This is something they're launching, a program to teach us all the things that we may not understand about money and the economy. That is, those of us who don't work at Marketplace. Tess Vigeland joins us now from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, I'm sure you don't need any of this advice, but the Treasury oversees the national budget, which is hundreds of billions of dollars in deficit. What sort of advice are we going to be getting from them?
Excellent question, Alex. Certainly don't look to the federal government as an example of how much debt you can go into. Uncle Sam manages his finances much, much differently than you should. But this is a program actually from both the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. It's a financial literacy commission charged basically with making us all more informed about how we should manage our money and how the economy works overall.
So how's it going to work?
Well, they say a big part of the mission is to make sure people know there's one place you can go and learn more about budgeting and credit and the like. They say a big problem right now is that there are a whole bunch of different government departments that have this information, so it's really spread out, and they want to put all that information in one place, in a database that you can access online and through a toll-free phone number.
Are they talking about things as basic as how do I balance my checkbook?
Absolutely, how to balance your checkbook, how to draw up a household budget, how to manage your credit. And there's a huge need for this. We talked with Dara Duguay, the executive director of the Jumpstart Coalition for Personal Financial Literacy. She said we'd be surprised, or maybe we wouldn't be, how much people don't know about finances. They do a survey of high school seniors every 2 years, and frankly, it sounds like home ec isn't quite doing it for these kids.
In 2002, the results showed that the average high school senior is woefully inept in terms of their financial literacy skills. They scored an F on our test, a 50.2%. And so this means that they don't know the basics in terms of money management, credit, understanding of the stock market.
And Alex, I think that just about says it all.
What are the biggest lessons people need to learn?
Well, there are five areas that they say people should make sure they really understand the basics. How to build savings so you can have nest eggs for education and retirement emergency funds. How to manage your credit wisely. How to buy a home. All basic, important areas of personal finance that Uncle Sam says he wants you to understand. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the ads that make you mad.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.